So how y'all doing today? Hope you're all doing good, fine, and well. So in this video, we have a chick, I don't know how old she is. If I go by her picture, I'd say 100. She was married for 24 years. Divorced her husband because that's the new hip in thing to do among the sisterhood, and women tend to follow other women's lead, not that of men. They used to follow men's lead, but not anymore. So this woman is a perfect example of what women leaders and female leadership gets you. Nothing good. Anyway, let's jump into her copium, shall we?
Welcome back, family. Today we are going to review this modern woman who instantly regrets leaving her 24-year-old marriage for no valid reasons just to go get pumped and dumped by Chad and Tyrone. Well, before we all witness...
Never ceases to amaze me how these chicks who've been off the market for two or three decades think they can jump right back in where they left off. Delusion.
The tears of regrets, I will let her introduce herself and let her summarize her insane life's decisions making while she tries to justify how she destroyed her own family so that you guys can have a taste of the debauchery we will endure in today's episode.
Get unready with me while we talk about my divorce. Today's been an emotional roller coaster. Actually, this whole week has been an emotional roller coaster. I've been divorced for under a year. I moved out of my house a year and a half ago. I was married for 24 years. Amicable and all that, but it was my decision.
Of course.
I live in a two-bedroom. I was living with my ex for over 20 years in a big, beautiful...
Why do people do that, by the way? Could somebody explain that to me? Why does somebody who lives alone live in a two-bedroom apartment? I see this a lot. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Why would you pay that extra rent? Can somebody out there explain that?
Beautiful house with our son. He's in college now. The way that all of this works, and I guess like grief.
Maybe it's for when her son visits, but could you just get like a fold-out couch? I don't know.
In general, it's not linear. It's not like you move from one phase and then you go into the next phase, and it just like comes and goes, and it could just like hit you at any time. Especially when other things in your life aren't going as great, you realize you're on your own, and it's just you. Like, it's really fucking scary. But one thing that has helped me a lot is TikTok. This morning, I was like...
Oh, Lord, she thinks TikTok has helped her. Yikes.
Tears, the whole thing, questioning everything. Telling myself, like, I wish I could go back, or I wish I could go back to when we were happy. So I went on TikTok, and I searched stages of grief and how they connect with divorce. One woman said that it's okay to be sad about what you thought you were going to have and don't. Because part of, like, when you get married, right, you're hopeful, you're building this future, this life that you're going to have with this other person, where we will be together forever, for better or for worse, you know, for the rest of our lives.
Well, you seem to have forgotten the worst part. No, it's all supposed to be better, right? By the way, ladies, it doesn't stay the same. Things change. They mature over time. So you've got to mature with them. You have to change your mindset. You have to change your expectations. Because the butterflies in the honeymoon period wear off. And then what do you have?
So when you are faced with the reality of now you're in a completely different life, this is really fucking scary. I'm trying to share my experiences because going on TikTok today and hearing these other people's voices made me feel less alone. I'm really grateful for people that shared their vulnerability and shared their feelings.
Shared their screw-ups and helped you self-gaslight yourself into believing you did the right thing when you actually did the wrong thing. Gotcha.
One of the women said, and I'll find her name and I'll tag her, loss is loss. And starting over is starting over. But it's really about learning to...
It's not loss when you throw it away, you dummy. I lost my phone! Oh, where'd you lose it? Oh, I threw it in the lake. Is that lost? You know where it is and you threw it away. That's not loss. They make themselves into victims and then they complain about being victims. Lovely.
Navigate it. And walk in it. So I'm going to try to apply that mindset. And this is a loss of what I thought I was going to have and don't.
Why didn't you apply the mindset of for sickness and in health, rich or poor, better or worse? Yeah.
And that I don't want to necessarily like pretend those feelings aren't happening, but understand how to move through them, how to move with them.
Feelings don't happen, okay? You're in control of that, regardless of whether or not you realize it. well, she's not in control, but she could be. Actually, she is. Choosing not to be in control is also a choice.
Out of it is that I'm scared. I'm afraid of messing up. I'm afraid of fucking up again. And when I start thinking that way, I think I have to stop and ask myself, okay, does that mean, what if I move into the wrong apartment? Or what if I buy property and I regret it? Or what if I date someone and they hurt me, or I date the wrong person? But what is there such thing as, like, the wrong apartment?
Why are you getting divorced and going back on the market then if you're afraid of that? Which is a very valid fear, by the way. The wrong person, of course, you can make better choices. Well, she divorced after 24 years. How good are her decision-making skills, really?
Maybe there's multiple apartments that are right. Like, nobody's rating my life. Nobody's judging me. There's no, like, right or maybe wrong, good or bad.
What are you talking about? There's no right or wrong. Maybe somebody should be judging you. Oh, well, the sister is judging me, but they're telling me what I want to hear, but I don't see that as judgment. I only see it as judgment when people disagree with what I choose to do. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I have to get away from that thinking, kind of deflate.
I love this. There's no good or bad, right or wrong. I need to get away from that thinking. No. You need to embrace that thinking, sweetheart, so that you take accountability and learn from your mistakes. If you don't think there's a right or a wrong, especially if you don't think there's a wrong, then you're never going to acknowledge you made a mistake or learn from it.
Meeting the danger and bringing the stakes down a little bit. But it's good to know that I can just come on here and I can search.
The stakes are not low, sweetheart. It's called life. Every aspect of life, the stakes are high.
Divorce or grief associated with divorce, and there's women on here that are going to make me feel better. And part of it is also just having faith, right? And one of the things that I've always been good at.
That's why she got divorced, by the way, so she could get the attention and validation of her, the sisterhood, her fellow woman.
Is reminding myself that, like, it's going to be okay. It's going to be fine because it already is.
Women care more about fitting in with other women than they do about being happy in a relationship. That's a fact.
I thought I could talk about this. I didn't realize how raw it was. And I did not expect fucking having a New York City office that I'm commuting into.
I guess that the Chad that she was banging dumped her. I had to be a nice constriction with some Chad sausage, but he dumped me. He dumped me. I'm so shocked at a 53, a successful Chad that in my mind was better than the man I divorced, didn't want anything to do with me beyond me being a, you know, living sex doll. Imagine that, honey.
To stir up all of these feelings. I thought I was so past this. I thought I was so past this. I moved out 2 years ago.
Oh.
And I'm not.
Oh.
I had a whole wall in our house of, like, family portraits. And not in, like, a corny, horrible way. Like, in a cool way. Like, I had great pictures. And, you know, I only kept the ones of my son. Right? And this is one of them. And it's... Wait, let me give you a better version.
I guess that's the old picture because the kid's in college now.
Son, when he was 8, probably. And we were decorating for Christmas. And I remember how lonely I would feel every Christmas. But then I look at this picture.
The problem's her. It's not the family. You're not ready for a family. You shouldn't have been married. You need to work on you, honey. That's for sure. She's lonely with a family. You got the wrong mindset, sweetheart.
I'm like, oh, that was our mirror. I remember when we bought it. I remember when we bought those sofas. Or when we installed those light fixtures. I remember the painting that was right above them. Like, the stuff in the background.
I don't care about the mirror. It's the artifacts of the life we built together. Notice she's not talking about the husband. And notice she's not telling you what he did wrong. You know, if the problem was him and if he had done something egregious, you'd be hearing about it. Women love to be the victim. This woman has essentially gerrymandered the situation, sabotaged her own marriage, and created a very situation where she is front and center as a victim. So she cares about being a victim in the eyes of other people, especially the sisterhood. So if he had screwed up, you'd be hearing about it. Notice she's not even talking to her. She can't bring herself to talk about the guy because it would just destroy her because of what she lost. It's too painful to talk about what she threw away. Her hubby. Yeah, the life that you built together. Well, that's what you do when you have a marriage. You build together. And apparently you didn't see the value there, so you threw it away. And then use the language that you lost it. Thereby, abdicating yourself of any responsibility. Lovely.
Your life with someone, right? And you think you're going to be them forever. And that's your plan. And you go into it fully, earnestly, thinking you're going to be with them forever.
That's your fault.
And then you're not.
I love how she's, sympathy mining, as if she deserves any sympathy.
I took that of my son on a vacation.
What a shallow, vapid airhead. She cares more about media clout, social media clout, sisterhood clout, validation than she did her own family. It's just, content for her. So pathetic.
I think I was still trying, but unhappy, but trying.
Unhappy. Would you be happy? You're not happy now. So you weren't happy then. You left thinking that would make you happy. You're still not happy. So maybe you're chasing things thinking they will make you happy when nouns don't do that. People, places, things. None of these outside things bring happiness. So you have the wrong mindset. You have the wrong expectations. You are doing the wrong things.
It's sad.
No, you're sad.
Married thinking they're going to get divorced.
Not true.
You know, right? What is it? Half of all marriages, or like how many marriages actually end in divorce? Like so many, right?
Oh, so it's okay.
So it's almost like rare that you want to be with someone forever. So if you have that, like, oh, that's so fucking awesome.
That's because people like you have the wrong values. That's why.
If you don't have it. And you're fighting for it, and then you just...
What do you mean you're fighting? You threw it in the lake! And then you said you lost it! You didn't fight for nothing!
Can't get there, and then it ends, and then you... It just feels so awful.
I cut my hand on purpose. Oh, it feels so awful! Yeah, boo-hoo.
I'm like, I'm the one who ended it.
Yeah!
This was my choice. I have this, in my apartment, it laces on.
I'm strong and empowered. I'm a strong, independent woman, queen. Yeah, because I ended my marriage. Yeah, you go, girl. Idiot.
My stuff. This is my choice. You don't expect it to hurt 2 years later.
The truth is that she left her husband thinking that she could find better. Now, let's see how she got pumped and dumped by Chad.
The part two of why Israeli guy blocked me. Are you sorry you asked this question? I recognize I am a big part of this problem.
Israeli guy? This is part of the problem, this illusion of plenty, because they can get dudes from Israel to pump them. That dude's in Israel. You think he's going to get with you? You think he's going to marry you and you're going to go live in Israel? Do you want to go live in Israel? They need a missile shield so they don't get blown up. And you think this guy is well established in Israel is going to come to America to be with you, a 53-year-old single mom? Get a clue, honey.
I text him. We have Saturday passes. Wasn't thinking much of it. So I'm like, let me text him. I haven't heard from him. So I text him and I asked him some dumb, innocuous question, which, it was a thinly veiled attempt that obviously I wanted to see him again. He's like, it sounds like you want to see me again. And I was like, fine. Woman, have you no shame? Nope. So now we're like in maintenance mode before we get to crash and burn and blockage. So in my mind, this is how I'm justifying all of this. I'm like, he's my good time guy. He's very attractive. The men in my demographic, 53, mm-hmm. recently divorced, they is bad. Okay, so we're in maintenance mode. We go on a bunch of dates. Again.
I love it. The implication being she is good, because if you're bad, you're not going to be saying other people are bad, right? Oh, I'm great, but they're bad. No, you're bad too, honey. A 53-year-old single mom you know, used plumbing, 250,000 miles on you. Come on.
And I just said, he's my good time guy. I am guaranteed that if I'm going to see him, we're going to have a good meal. He's good for everything. He's going to be entertaining. We get along. If we didn't get along, I would never have given this guy, like, a moment of my time. She knows about you. She knows.
By the way, guys, you listen to how high her standards are? The way she's talking, I wouldn't have given him a moment of my time. He's going to pay for a great meal. And she wonders why she's single. She wonders why she got divorced. This is the problem. Women's expectations in regards to their own value, they go up when they get older. Because they don't know what men want. They think that we want somebody who's just like us. Oh, yeah, men care about how much money I make. They care about how big and luxurious my apartment is. They care about how many resources I have. No, we don't. We don't. We care if you're thin, agreeable, not an insufferable twat, and if you're fertile. Otherwise, what's the point of getting with you long term? Doesn't make sense.
That I'm dating. I know all about the kids. And also, he's a dick. He comes with me to stay at my friend's, my best friend's.
He's a dick, but she's with him, right? Because he's Chad, and he's good looking. He's a good time guy, yeah. Oh, but really, she wants him to commit, right? The way she's trying to make light. The truth of the matter is she wants this guy to wife her up. A chick who isn't happy being single or married wants some other dude to wife her up so she can then be unhappy in that relationship as well. Because wherever you go, there you are.
House in Connecticut. Universally hated.
Connecticut.
Like.
So he's got money. Yeah.
Nobody liked him. Nobody had a single good thing to say except for that he was handsome. Illy, this is a bad man.
So, we see what her values are by looking at what it is she wants, what she values, what she seeks out in a man. See, I told you, she got the wrong values. She's shallow. Extremely so.
Illy, he's not a good person.
Neither are you.
If you ever bring this guy to my house again, we're done. Ileana, he dulls your sparkle.
Oh, wow. Who thinks she has a sparkle? Boy, she's got a lot of friends gaslighting her.
Enough. Stayed in, like, the guest house of this house, and my friends thought maybe I was murdered when they didn't see me for breakfast. That should have been enough.
Wow.
Been talking about this trip that he was going on in Israel. His brother's a billionaire. His brother's going to be paying for, like, this fancy villa. He's going to be staying here for 2 weeks with the kids. I asked him casually, like, oh, let's say the ex's name is Linda. And I was like, is Linda going? And he's like, well, she might. We don't know yet. You know, she might come for the second half, but she's not staying at the villa. Like, she'll stay at...
So the brother's a billionaire. So is this guy you're seeing at least a millionaire or make a good living? Who knows? But he's good looking. He's got a big you-know-what, too. He's good in bed.
The mother hotel. Anything of it. Because I was like, well, they're not together. Like... leaves for Israel. He's texting me all the way up until the flight. And, you know, I go on my business. And any means, he was not my boyfriend, not my...
Yeah, he's texting you. He's bored. Yeah, he needs something to occupy his time.
Man, we were not exclusive. So I'm like, I haven't heard from this clown. Like, what's he doing? So I text
clown?
Him. And then he's like, oh, the trip is great. He sends me a million pictures of the kids, of him. Men don't take good pictures. Like, these are pictures that a woman took. And since, you know, I'm full of, like, smooth moves and great judgment, I send him, like, a sexy picture, and I'm like, this is waiting for you when you get back. And he's like, really? And then he writes back, blood flow. Ick.
Wait. You're sending him nudie pics, but him talking about how the nudie pics turn him on is ick. Yeah, okay.
That should be the end of the story, but
I cooked you a good meal, and the smell of the meal made you hungry? Ick.
Wasn't.
This woman is totally completely 100% immune to accountability, as most Western women are.
I'm like, when are you coming back? And he tells me, oh, he reminds me Saturday, and Saturday, Sunday rolls around, and now it's Monday. I'm like, oh, let me see when I'm seeing this guy.
Yeah, she didn't think ick, okay? She thought that was great, until this guy dumped her. Now it's all icks, right? Ooh.
I like her a good time. He has an iPhone. I think I must have deleted the initial text. But I'm green.
Oh, she renamed him A-hole. Me. Of course.
His last words to me were blood flow. And then he blocked me.
Gee, I wonder what you said back to him. I wonder, or didn't, say back. probably ignored him. Don't be broad.
And I'm going to do part three for the aftermath.
This woman got so hurt after this Chad blocked her to the point that she started to stalk and harass him on social media. Check it out.
Wait, it gets worse. I did not even preserve any of the dignity that I had.
Sweetheart, you dumped your hubby because you were probably cheating on him. You were banging Chad. You thought at 53 years old you could do better. I don't think you have any dignity left if you ever had any to begin with, okay?
And this is basically the ending to the story of how I got blocked by this Israeli guy that I was dating casually. Mm. That I'm pretty sure was married and lied to me, and I believed him. That he lived with his ex-wife, and that he lived with her because they got divorced. He had moved out, gotten an apartment, and he had to move back into the house, but it was this massive house, and they lived in separate areas, and that she knew about me. Also, that sounds so fucking stupid. I believed him.
Well, you wanted to believe him because he had money, and he was good-looking, and he was good in the sack, so well-practiced, of course.
I was on a trip to Israel. I text him a day after I think he's coming home, and all of a sudden my texts go from blue to green because I was blocked. There's nothing you can do. You can't yell at them. You can't go off on them. Like, I had shit to say. And I shared the story with a couple people, and they were like, yo, you need to tell his wife. And I was like, okay. So I go on her Facebook. I had seen this before, and I don't know, it just didn't register. Her profile picture is a picture of her, the guy, and their two kids.
Well, yeah, that's his wife. Even if it was ex-wife, what's odd about that?
They're not divorced. You're done with a guy for 5 years and fully divorced, even if he's living in your house as friends or whatever the fuck. His ass isn't going to be in your profile picture. I also went on his Facebook and said...
I don't know. Maybe not everybody is as petty and vindictive as you. Just because you're divorced doesn't necessarily mean you have to dislike or hate your, ex-hubby. But yeah, he's probably still married.
Sent him a message, and I took a screenshot because I'm full of smooth moves and bad judgment.
You divorced your husband after 24 years. That's for sure. Bad judgment.
I took a screenshot of her profile showing that he's in her damn profile picture. And I sent it and I was like, interesting that you would still be in her profile picture if you guys have been divorced for 5 years. And then I also included a screenshot of our initial conversation on Hinge where he assured me that he was a really, really good, nice guy.
Wow, that's a lot of effort. That's a lot of work, especially for a broad this old. She's probably as big a Luddite as I am when it comes to technology. Wow, this guy must have been some catch in her mind.
And so I sent him that screenshot, and I was like, you're not a nice guy. You are a trash human. You never responded to me. Of course.
By the way, didn't you say that your family and friends thought he was a scumbag? And that you knew at the time he was a scumbag? Which, of course, she didn't. She's just saying that afterwards because she's salty.
Worse? Now, I know I should have moved on and not cared, but...
Right, yeah, you should have.
My feelings were hurt, and also I wanted revenge, and also I still want revenge. So it was...
Revenge for what? Doesn't sound like he made any promises to you. You even said he was your Mr. Fun Time. Yeah. See, she expected a commitment from this guy. Even though she said otherwise. But she said otherwise, and yet somehow he's to blame for nothing. He didn't mislead her. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Birthday, so I know he's not dead. He didn't die in Israel. He did one of those posts like, thank you everyone for the birthday wishes, and I almost replied saying, happy birthday, I hope that you and Linda had a great time with the kids.
I thought he blocked her. Wouldn't he have blocked you on Facebook? If he didn't, he's an idiot.
But I didn't, and I wish that I did. Oh. It's 2024 now.
Petty, childish. Do you listen to this broad? Is she 53 or 13? Good Lord, they never grow up, guys, okay? Women don't grow up. They're infantilized too much. It's not required of them.
So it's, you know, months later, and I sent him one more message. Yeah, this is what I sent him.
Idiot.
Not my finest moment. Not gonna lie. I'm 53. I should be an adult and be able to have the emotional regulation judgment to know not to do dumb shit like this, but I don't.
We know you divorced a husband of 24 years who did nothing wrong, it seems. Yeah, we know.
And then I sent a picture with a caption. Who is this woman? Who is this woman?
Gee, I wonder why he dumped her. She only seems like a total complete nut job. So, by the way, her only evidence that he's still married is the fact that the ex-wife, who could just as easily be lazy, didn't remove him from her family profile photo that also has her kids in it. I don't know, honey, that's pretty thin evidence.
What an asshole, I hate.
Yeah, I think it's all in her mind. It's all in her mind.
I hate him.
Maybe he's still married, maybe not. You don't know.
He was, like, in my apartment multiple times. He met my friends. He met my son casually. Even though we were dating casually, we weren't exclusive.
Yeah, so why did you want revenge? If you're casual, then what did he do wrong? He ran away because he saw you were a nut. He saw the red flags. He was like, I'm out of here. Yeah, wise move, pal. I want to buy you a beer.
Like, yo. So, yeah, he was definitely married, right? So my theory is that
No.
I sent him a sexy picture while he was on vacation, and my theory is that his ex was like, the fuck is that? And for that, or he just lost interest in me.
Yeah, I thought about that as well, but I don't know, sweetheart. Again, we only have your side. I think she probably said or did something or reacted in a way that made him go, okay, forget this. He was probably on the fence anyway. Hence why he made a comment about the blood flow, and trying to let her know he's really into her, actually, maybe. And then she responded in a way that, you know, said, okay, that's enough, right? I'm done trying to, let this woman know that I'm interested. Who knows? Who knows? It's all speculation at this point.
But all points lead to marriage, because he's in her picture. I'm not in my ex-husband's picture.
All points? By the way, you're not in your ex-husband. Were you ever? And by the way, that's a dude. Totally different. And a totally different relationship. So you really don't know what his relationship with his ex is like. It could be very cordial. It could be a good relationship.
Sure. He's not in my picture.
So what?
Okay, so that's what happened. Yeah, 53 and still don't have good judgment.
Guys, this woman is literally incapable of giving a reason why she decided to leave the marriage. Check it out.
Is there anyone else who's been married a very, very long time and got divorced and split up and has trouble explaining what happened? I've been talking a lot about my divorce.
Irreconcilable differences!
Divorce, the end of my life as a married woman, having been married for over 20 years, and now I've been on my own for 2 years. And
not all it's cracked up to be, is it, sweetheart?
For various reasons, things have resurfaced and bubbled up, and now I'm wanting to...
I'm finding out that being alone and single and chasing Chad, it doesn't bring me the fulfillment, contentment, anything near what I got out of the marriage that I clearly didn't appreciate, and I was better off in that situation than this one, but I'm now trying to cope and justify my bad choices because I can't go back, so now I'm just trying to, Oh, not self-deletes. I gotta convince myself I made the right choice. Yeah, okay, sweetheart.
To talk about it here. People are asking, like, what happened? I can't point to one thing. And that is not a juicy story. We were young, we lived in the city, we bought a house in the suburbs. I feel like that was still good for a while. I got pregnant when I was 32.
Yeah, that ain't young, honey.
Still good. For me, it started to not be good at the 10-year mark.
She's a materialist. Everything with her is materialism. That's it. Notice she's not bringing up anything that is of a non-material nature. It's still good when I had these things. It's still good when I had those things. Oh, but it got bad at this 10-year mark. Those material things just weren't doing it for me anymore because they never do it for anybody long-term.
But I started to realize that, like, I was deeply unhappy, but I kept trying to, like, stay with it and try, and it was like a slow...
I conflated my lack of happiness with my marriage. I made the correlation equal causation fallacy. Brilliant.
slow drift, and there was nothing in this world that I was going to allow to impact my son in any way, shape, or form. My son is 20 now, but I know when he was little, I was like, no, I'm going to work it out. I'm going to do what I need to do. I'm going to stay in this and keep trying.
That's what you're supposed to do, because marriage is about having kids, and that's it. So you want us to be impressed that you did the right thing? Who cares?
Like 20 reasons that contributed to that, but there's not like one single thing that I can point to. Maybe that's what it is. Like death by a thousand splinters.
By the way, can you imagine how lacking in self-awareness you have to be when you make this big a life decision and you don't know why you're doing it? But you just have some kind of clandestine hope that, well, maybe I do this, I'll be happy, because I'm so dumb I conflate my state of being with my geographic location. Yeah, yeah, because that's how happiness works.
I think there's like an expression. I'm going to look it up. I can't find it. But maybe that's what it is. Maybe it wasn't just one major thing, like it was like this small thing.
You can't even name any small things. He chewed his food with his mouth open. Oh, well, that's a good reason to get divorced.
And then this other medium-sized thing, and another small thing, and then they just pile and pile and pile, and you're just under all this stuff.
This is just cope.
Just become mentally, physically, emotionally impossible. So it's...
This is all just solipsistic nonsense, just sophistry.
It's the sum of a lot of small things.
No.
Versus one big thing. And I know that that's not answering the question, right?
Yeah, it's not. You're just filibustering.
But I have no answer.
Well, you just tried to give us an answer, yeah? Oh, but just a bunch of little things. I can't name the little things either. It's just speculation. Everything with this woman is speculation. What a mess.
Am I alone in that feeling?
So, there you go. Typical Western woman, 100% materialistic, no values of any sort that would bring appreciation for the great man that she found, and no real personal virtues of her own to bond her to the virtues in that man. So she fell for him not for shared virtues, but simply because what he could bring to the table monetarily, essentially. She saw him as a walking wallet, a walking big giant, resource creator, collector, essentially human ATM. And so she got with him for the wrong reasons, and she's surprised that the marriage didn't work out, especially since she stayed the same. And she didn't ever consider that, materialism, 100%, without any of the other things that actually create the bond required to make a relationship last, is going to make the relationship last. And she was shocked it didn't. And she's still shocked that her mindset that she went into the marriage with, kept for 24 years and left with, that same mindset isn't leading to happiness. The same mindset that didn't bring happiness for 24 years to the great guy.
Yeah.
What's the definition of insanity? Continuing to do the same thing that doesn't work, expecting a different outcome? Well, here you go. But anyway, let me know what you think of her in the comments, and she ain't done. There's going to be a part two. But let me know what you think of this wacky broad in the comments section. Please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel if you have not already. Give me a thumbs up, hit the notification bell, because YouTube isn't going to notify you, because they hate me and they hate my content and they shadow ban me into oblivion. And consider making a donation. You'll find a link in the description so I can continue to make great content for you guys. And on that note, I'm out of here. I am the Realist Philosopher, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.